Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, we are into a Friday, my friend Jonathan Hood. How are you?
I am well. I am ready for the weekend. 10:30 was fill up the whiskey glass. That'll be the case. 10:30. Day drinking? Sure. After this week, why not?
Yeah, I'm throwing today, so got that, and then we'll get into the weekend and Mother's Day and the whole deal.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend for sure. And there's a lot to talk about here.
There is.
But first, we'd like to point out that, you know, sometimes there are friends or employees, people that you know, mm-hmm. that kind of make mistakes. They have a hard time with technology. Mm-hmm. And so I thought that the people on this show, JR, Danny, Jeff, you and I, are really up to speed on technology, as simple as emails, mm-hmm. as simple as text messages. But we come to find out that there's one person that's maybe a little step behind when it comes to sending out, sending out messages when it comes to this type of thing.
Yes.
So let's read what happened yesterday to one of our guys on the staff.
Okay, so we all here at the Good Karma Company, we're not owned by Disney. The mouse doesn't govern what we say.
Ha ha, screw you guys.
What would the mouse say? I'll never forget when I started here, I said something that was as I will be want to do. Mm-hmm. I crossed the line or came close to it.
Sure.
And I got called into the boss's office. What would the mouse say if you said that? The what? The mouse. Mickey. Oh, God. Okay. Well, Matt, we're not governed by that anymore.
You're out of here, Kaplan.
Exactly.
Screw you.
You're suspended. We're governed by Mike Thomas and his edicts now. So we get this email from Jocelyn.
Yes.
At the home office of the Good Karma Brands Company.
Yes.
Hold on, I need my glasses.
All right, he's got to put on his cheaters.
All right.
Here. Oh, God.
It says, good afternoon, team. And the subject matter is W2 2020. Your W-2 has arrived at the home office and will be sent out in the mail this afternoon. This was back
in time.
We
really need to read Jocelyn's email.
Yes.
I don't know if Jocelyn signed up for her email.
Your tax documents are also available in your account. Please see below for a how to find them. And then there's a whole bunch of links to get your stuff.
Sure.
Yesterday, taxes are due, kid. Yesterday, our own J.R. Strauss is responding to said email from Jocelyn.
Yes. Would you like for me to read it, sir?
And he hits reply all.
It wasn't just to Jocelyn?
No. It says to Jocelyn and GKB, Good Karma Brands.
Yes.
The whole company.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Jocelyn. Upon filing my taxes.
Hold on. Cap, in the meeting, we talked that Hoodie was going to read it as JR.
Mm-mm, no, he's barreling through. Finish. Barreling through.
No, your impression of me is much better.
No, you've got to come on.
I'll let Hoodie be JR. I'll be Jocelyn. I did that part. I'll let you have the JR. I didn't know we had this guy on our team. I really did not.
JR? Oh, you didn't know we had JR on the team?
I didn't know we had that JR.
That's actually true, yes.
Yes, we have that guy. Cap, we've got a guy here that's replying all. It says, good afternoon, Jocelyn. Upon filing my taxes, I noticed that there was no federal tax taken out of my check all of last year and now the entirety of this year. Can I please have a worksheet to change or update my status so this doesn't keep happening? Thank you, JR. So that was the email and missive that I sent.
And that went not only to the whole company, but like to Craig, the CEO of the company.
I'd like to give
Steve,
a shout-out.
The president.
Shout-out to all of our markets at Good Karma Brands, Madison, Milwaukee, West Palm Beach, Beaver Dam, Chicago, and Cleveland, who all received my email. Hi, everybody. Thanks for being tolerant of that, and my apologies.
279 people got the email. I'm looking at the number right now.
Is it really 279?
Somewhere in Milwaukee, Ben Brust is opening his email, and he says, who the hell is J.R. Strauss?
Now, listen. Here's the thing that
he's
love.
He's that stoner on the Cap and Jay Hood show.
I don't think they know that. Right. I don't think they know that. But, Cap, here's the thing. Like, so he hits the button, reply all. And so, thank goodness, there is no W-2 attached and no personal information.
Like, what if he had written, I'll let you do it. What if he had written complaining about his salary?
So, Jocelyn, I was looking at my salary, and it has not given me the money that I deserve. you know, working the Twitch, working the production here through 2.5 shows, including Greenberg. So, if there's an issue, I would like for you to take care of it.
Who would I speak to about getting some more compensation?
I would love more compensation if possible. and by the way, you can hear me overnight on Will Rock. Thank you, JR.
I deserve every bit of that.
Jocelyn, if for compensation purposes, I'd like for this to be taken care of. And on top of that, overnight on Will Rock, you can find me. I'm very good, by the way. Did you know I ran the board for Howard Stern? Many, many years ago. So as a tenured employee of the company, I should be compensated as such, JR.
Maybe he could put in there that he feels like he should be hosting this show.
You know, I once did Buzz Kilman and Wendy Snyder. Buzz was a sidekick of sorts, but I really led the way.
Yes, I've said all of those things.
And also on top of that, really the king of Twitch. I mean, they come to listen to the shows, the long streamers, but ultimately they want to hear from me. Coffee? So.
It's so dead on. I mean, I can't even, I have nothing to say here.
I mean.
Of course, I'm also the person that runs the Instagram. The guy behind the camera when it comes to Instagram. That's me. Coffee. So.
Have you ever done that?
I drink coffee, of course, every morning.
Have you ever sent an email that you went, oh, God?
No text messages. I've made a mistake there many times. You know, you get older, Cap, and you say, you know, I know a lot of Davids, and I know a lot of Adams, and I know a lot of Bills. Got to make sure I get the right one.
Yeah.
So I've done that, you know, that before where I'm talking about someone else and it goes to the wrong person. Oh, God. That happens, right? It's sometimes relationships get frayed. Not necessarily severed, but frayed for sure. When you send the wrong email, I've done that, the wrong text. Emails, I'm pretty clear on.
So
I know I'm directly sending you an email. I'm not sending you to the company.
Correct.
So I'm pretty good on that, but. I also run the Insta. Insta!
The best is that I knew instantly because, you know, when you send it, because I'm also on that distribution list, it came right back to me, and I kind of did the cap. Yeah, exactly. Oh my God.
Oh, God.
I'm just glad your personal information wasn't out there, though. But we've all made that mistake, right?
Right.
One way, shape, or form, we've made that mistake. And it's one of those things with technology, man. You have to just look at through a very deep lens to make sure, okay, who am I sending this to? Because it's going to be very personal.
So has anybody out there ever maybe sent a text while you're dating or you're married, sent it to someone else and go, oh, God. Or written to your significant other something that obviously wasn't intended for them. Or to a boss. That happened at TV to one of the people I worked with over there. He was mad at the boss. He was sending it to someone just to vent and sent it exactly to the boss.
I'll tell you one thing, JR, those federal taxes, they start biting up. If you don't start taking those things out, I'm just telling you as an aside, I've talked to Cap about this. It starts eating you alive.
You do 8 or 10 basketball games where they hand you a check for $500 or $1,000, and all of a sudden at the end of the year, you're like, oh, God, how much do I owe?
Yes. It gets very uncomfortable when you start doing your taxes. When I go to my guy in Hyde Park, he goes, if you have any taxes taken out, what do you mean? Well, this is how much you owe.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Right.
I don't what?
Right. I don't have that.
You're going to have to get it and call the IRS, get on a payment plan.
Payment
sir.
Plan and an extension.
What do you mean payment plan? Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
You owe $16,000. I've gotten that one. Not good.
At least I have an opening line at the next company party. Yeah, you and I, we know each other. We've emailed back, you know, previously.
Can I please have a worksheet to change or update my status so this doesn't keep happening because I'm dying here?
Mom, if you're listening, I did use the word please. At least I have that going for me.
I mean, none for the last 2 years. What kind of company is this? I'm J.R. Strauss. I ran the board for Howard Stern.
Have you seen the picture that he uses for his emails? Click on the little picture.
I have not. What, does it look normal?
Dude.
Oh, yes. The clean-shaven JR. Yes.
Clean-shaven like yeah. With a coat and tie. He looks like an accountant.
Jocelyn, I just want you to know, I have run the board for several shows, Hall of Fame shows, and I deserve better than this. I mean, it should just be automatically taken out. So, coffee?
Will the company be compensating me for the taxes that were not taken out?
For the amount of times I've lugged newspapers up to the newsroom, that should be part of the mix. Coffee?
312-332-3776. Have you ever sent an email and gone, oh no.
JR.
Recall.
JR.
Danny, have you ever done that?
JR's getting his ass whooped.
Or texted a girl?
Not a girl. I've done it for work a bunch of times where I'll send a text. Like, I copy and paste a text. And one time happened with Merrill Hodge. I was trying to get him on, and I copy and pasted a text that I was sending to a baseball reporter, and I asked him to come on and talk about the Cubs. And Merrill Hodge responded, like, I don't talk about the Cubs. And then I put my foot in the mouth there, but nothing as bad as JR responding to the whole entire company about his W-2.
Listen, you know, it was Merrill Hodge. I thought he was so concussed, he probably thought he was covering the Cubs at times.
I got some good Merrill Hodge stories.
Yes.
Merrill Hodge loves himself some Merrill Hodge.
Oh, sure.
Wow.
Oh, he's very good on the old NFL shows.
Do you know the Eddie Olczyk, Mark Kermit story?
Mm-mm.
So Carmen's producing for me down the dial.
WGN, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still alive.
Yeah, old people station.
Yep.
And Carmen is trying to make the moves on a young lady.
Of course.
He gets off the air at 11, so at like 8:30, he sends the text, and her last name began with an O.
Mm-hmm.
He sends the text, hey, how about I pick up some pie, come over after the show, we see where this thing leads.
Mm.
And Eddie Olczyk gets the text.
Oh, God. Imagine. Imagine, right?
Mark Carm, at the Carm on Twitter. Shoot him a tweet. He'll tell you. Well, we'll get some pie and see where this thing leads.
That's just the wrong person to send it to because it's Edzo.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. So you know what that's like.
312-332-3776.
So,
have you ever been that guy or gal that replied to all or sent something that you went, oh, no.
Howard Stern.
How bad was the reply? I did it to a sports executive in town, and it was not pretty.
Buzz and Wendy.
312-332-3776. Be right back.
Mike and Mike.
Take that.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
So, have you ever been that guy or gal that replied to all? Did you ever send a text or an email and go, oh no, I sent it to the wrong person? I actually got into a big brouhaha with John Paxson.
Mm-hmm.
Pax.
He's willing to fight you.
I love John, but John, you would get that call. He'd be, like, over the top angry about something you said.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You got him. I got him.
Not a fan.
And I am. I love John. Because the next day, it's over with and move on. But I had a story. He told me something, and he said, hey, I'll let you know when it's confirmed and you can use it, but Do not tell anybody about that. It's for you guys to have for background only right now. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought he meant you guys, meaning me and Waddle. We were doing a show. And I texted exactly what he told me. And I put on the top of the text, this is not for air, for background only. Please keep confidential from John. And I sent it back to John instead of to Waddle. And like 3 seconds later, my phone rang and he was freaking out of it. I told you.
Yeah.
I said, you said you guys. So it was tense for a few days.
See, that's the thing. And so as far as going out or dating, I'm so glad that I was able to find my bride before texting. So I wouldn't make that mistake.
There was no texting then?
No.
When did texting start?
Not in my era. I still had the rotary phone when I got married.
Do you do this? Do you sext? Wow.
No sexting back then. Just beeper if I need to, you know, back in my day.
Yeah.
Pager. Oh, God.
911.
Yeah. So it happens even when you're supposed to have all the technology in front of you to be able to do it right. And sometimes, again, it's human error. Mm-hmm. You make a mistake, just like our guy, JR. See, there it is right there. Another missive.
They just keep coming in.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us again, there was an email sent out company-wide about our taxes. Mm. And JR, what did you do?
Well, I sent an errant text, an email, and I just want my money.
And you hit reply all to 279 people in the company, including the CEO.
Including Beaver Dam. Nice Beaver Dam. So that...
Lord, you were a little rough on the Beaver.
That's right.
You're awfully rough on the Beaver, I'm afraid.
Yes. Ward didn't care. He just wanted his breakfast the next morning.
That's it.
Rough on the Beaver, huh? How's breakfast?
Gonna be awfully rough on the Beaver, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. 312-332-3776. Mm. Gabe on the west side of the great city. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good. What's up, man?
What's up, Gabe?
So I'm an educator. I'm a PE teacher. And I have a team that includes art, music, and other special teachers. And we had a principal who we were having a foreign exchange student come to our school. And they were going to set up a show, and we had these kids from Korea.
No. I mean,
Gabe, you got to get Chuck Garfield. Give him his phone back.
Listen, man, if you're gonna roll dice against somebody, just do it off the air. Like he's rolling dice and talking to us at the same time.
Hard seven.
You can hear the dice rolling.
Hard seven.
Like come on, man.
Our guy Harding, who's been hiding. Hey, Harding, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing, gentlemen?
Hey, Harding.
So I have an interesting tech story here. So in my early 20s, I worked at a sneaker store. And during Jordan releases, we had employee discounts that we could use on one men's size and one kid's size. But we had to send those sizes to our manager. There was a young lady I was dating that we were very intimate in, and we made intimate productions.
Hold on a second.
Wait. What is an intimate production?
Hold on a second. Where can I get?
Do you do this? Do you sex?
Where do I get that album? The intimate productions. What company is that from?
That's I don't know. It's definitely not Disney approved.
No.
Listen. So she asked me to use my employee discount to get her sister a pair of Jordans. Had no problem with it. We had that arrangement. Unfortunately, in the attempt to remind me why, she sent a video of our intimate production. And unbeknownst to her, she sent it to the team thread, the thread that we have to send the sizes to that everybody can see, mm-hmm. and the manager. So the entire store got a video of our intimate production.
Oh,
it's safe
God.
To say I wasn't the only one offering her a discount after that. So, interesting story.
Wow. By the way, you call in all the time with your dislike for Mitchell Trubisky. You like the draft pick now, kid?
Oh, man.
I don't even know how to describe. I called in because I'm insanely happy about my Madden team for Madden 22.
Mm-hmm.
I almost went into tears when they drafted Justin Fields. I don't have a problem with Mitch Trubisky. I feel bad for him. He just didn't need to be a number two pick, and I've expressed that over and over. But I don't care what happens moving forward. They made the right decision now, and I am ecstatic. You will get calls from me every single day when the season starts.
You had
I'll talk to you guys later.
You had real G tears, right, Harding, when you saw that with Justin Fields?
Right, South Side Chicago, hoodie.
See you, man. Have a good weekend.
Now, here's a question. Do you go sneakers or do you go gym shoes in that spot? He said sneakers.
I don't use the word sneakers, ever.
Gym shoes.
The phrase.
I use gym shoes.
Gym shoes, same here.
Danny, do you go sneakers or gym shoes in that spot?
Gym shoes. I think it's kind of like soda or pop. It depends.
I was just going to say. My mom was, rest in peace, Mama. She was from New York. She said soda pop.
Well, that's my point. It depends where you're from. I think Chicago is a gym shoes town.
It's just funny that Harding used sneakers in that call. He's been away a little bit for too long.
He's a Charlotte guy now.
Yeah. They probably call it sneakers down there in the mid-Atlantic. I've always called it gym shoes. I don't think I've ever owned a pair of sneakers.
But
gym shoes, yes.
Okay, did you go get a Coke? Did you go get a pop? I always say, hey, I'm going to go get a pop. I don't drink it anymore, but I used to go get a pop.
Pop, of course, because we're Chicagoans.
Right.
My first time in New York, she says, what would you like, honey? I said, I'd like to have a pop. Probably Coke. She goes, hold on a second. Would you like a soda or would you like to some? I was like, first of all, there's no R at the end of soda.
Exactly.
So what do you mean? Do you want a soda? What is it you want? Because New York is pushy, right?
Right.
Just like, okay, well, I'm a friendly Midwesterner. I like to have a pop.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, okay, we don't serve pops here. We have sodas.
What kind of pop do you have?
I just ask you for a pop, pal. That's what I ask for.
Exactly.
Like, and a Pepsi, please.
Okay, what city did you grow up in?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay, I worked for a guy, Kevin Matheny, pig vomit on the Howard Stern Private Parts movie.
Yeah.
He put up signs. We speak C-H-I-C-A-W-G, Chicago. We're from Chicago. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm from Chicago.
Yeah.
That's how we say it here.
Chicago.
You're from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's a mispronunciation there.
Yes.
I don't know who he thinks we are, but it's not Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago. James is in Gurnee. Hey, Jimmy, what's going on there, Sparky?
Good morning, boys. That's a tough one to beat there. Man, good job. Well, so, real quick, my mom lives in San Diego, out in San Marcos, and right before we got married, when my wife still liked me, my mom always has, she's 82, she's from Ukraine. You would love her, especially Cap. She walks like 4 miles a day. She's always ate well. She's in incredible shape. She takes care of people still to this day that are 20 years or younger, but she's just an amazing woman. Been through a lot. So the lady at the office, Liz, always helps my mom with text and helping me do stuff to help her, whatever. So I ended up texting Liz that day, but I ended up sending a text to my wife, and it was pretty vulgar. You know, it was pretty intense little sexting. Obviously, I can't dive into it, but I sent it to Liz. And it's just the whole scene when my mom called back. And to this day, every once in a while, Liz will throw a little cut at me, you know, throw a little slap. How are you and your wife doing? It was pretty vulgar, man. It was pretty intense. You know how it is. We still like each other. Before you get married and have a kid, it's all different back then. But to this day, she still throws jabs at me. And it was pretty embarrassing, but it was pretty freaking hilarious. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
And hey, how about a number one on a Bears jersey? What do you think, boys? I'm still excited. Every time I hear Carlos do it, I get all geeked up. Have a great weekend.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest. Appreciate the call, man. 312-332-3776.
Carlos Nelson, please take it away with the Bears selection.
Boy, how exciting is this?
Oh, God.
With the 11th pick in the 2021 NFL draft, the My Chicago Bears select Justin Fields, quarterback, Ohio State.
Oh, Greenberg. He knows what that means.
Oh.
He knows what that means.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy.
Here we go.
Like, my adopted hometown is about to explode.
Here we go.
Yeah, he knows.
Here we go. Real quick. Sam in Johnsburg. What's up, man?
Hey, real quick. So I grew up in Arlington Heights, and we were always taught as kids, you put your gym shoes here to get ready for gym class. So we were taught gym shoes. Mm-hmm. We also said pop. My wife is from Wisconsin. She says bubbler instead of drinking fountain. She says soda instead of pop.
Bubbler.
She says sneakers instead of gym shoes. I can go on and on.
I've never heard bubbler before.
Yeah, bubbler. And
wow.
It's a water. Sam, it's a water fountain.
Exactly.
I know. They say bubbler in other parts of America too.
Like
crazy.
I appreciate the call, Sam. I always thought a bubbler was like if you go by a pond, you know, like in a housing development, they got a little pond back there, and they have that bubbler that's out there to keep the air in the water for whatever fish are in there.
Sure.
Bubbler.
It's amazing. It just shows you the melting pot this country is, you know, in certain pockets. But, you know, in Chicago, or in particular here in the Midwest, from what I understand, I've never owned a pair of sneakers, but I've owned plenty of gym shoes.
Same here.
I'm wearing gym shoes right now.
So am I.
So it's interesting.
There you go. 312-332-3776. Jeff Passan is as tapped in as anyone.
So
what is he hearing about Tony La Russa losing the Sox clubhouse? Next. Take that.
W2.
Get social with our new morning show. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
Cap and J Hood.
Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Rolling on, Cap J Hood. ESPN 1000. It's a fun Friday. We like to let our hair down, so to speak. He has very little. I have none. But we like to have fun on Fridays. Football Fridays are a little more intense. Outside football season, Friday's about getting you ready for your weekend, having a few laughs. And neither baseball team played yesterday. Bulls got a win. I'm not sure it meant a lot, but they got a win.
Hey.
And the Blackhawks got a win. Surprising win.
Yeah, that means nothing.
No, they're out.
I'm waiting for the offseason in the future for the Hawks. I had it on and just gazed over it every now and then, but I'm really looking forward to the offseason. Your whole draft should be defense. How about that?
Did you see when Duncan Keith got kneed in the face by the referee?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
I saw it.
Danny, did you see that? Yeah. Danny's on the phone.
Yeah.
The referee jumps up on the boards like they do. Those guys are really good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Like the players have all the trainers and they get on a charter and the whole deal. Those referees, they're on skates six nights a week and they're on commercial flights at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And he jumped up and his knee went right in the face of Duncan Keith.
One percenters, man. They're the best athletes in the world.
They're unbelievable. Everyone
we cover every day, the best of the best.
Correct. Even the worst player in a pro game, everybody's like, that guy stinks.
That's the best.
He's in the pros, man.
Yep. He's a step ahead of us. You know?
No question.
So tell us about Jeff Passan, because this is interesting about Tony La Russa, right?
Right. So Jeff Passan is as tapped in as anybody. He was on Waddle and Sylvie, but he's all over the national stage. He's a tremendous wordsmith. He's a great follow on Twitter. He talks to everybody. Here's what Jeff Passan had to say about Tony La Russa. Is he losing the White Sox clubhouse?
I didn't think there was going to be multiple situations where what Tony La Russa said following a game was just embarrassing. You know, I was looking for a single, he said, when they were down multiple runs, and he sent slap hitters to the plate. I guess you know that rule better than I do. Like, that is... I'm not going to say that's a fireable offense because that's going a bit too far. And that also is an indictment on all the other people in the dugout who didn't seemingly know it either, or they felt like they're not emboldened enough to go and talk to the manager about it if they do know it. And either of those situations is bad. I don't think this is to the point of irreconcilable, but I think that Tony La Russa has to show something that he has not shown yet, which is a very visible thing to people inside the clubhouse. Are you there? And what I mean by that is, are you there so fully, so invested in this game, in this team, in the rules, in your job, that no one's going to sneak anything past you? Are you going to be the person who historically you have been, the guy who's going to outsmart and outwit everyone? Because if not, then there are a lot of people out there who are well capable of doing that job and who can do it better than he has this year. And the frustrating part of this whole thing, guys, is that people in the organization recognize that this is not up to the general manager who manages this team. This is up to the owner.
Right.
And as long as Jerry Reinsdorf is in Tony La Russa's corner, and I don't see a scenario in which he's not, he will be manager.
Mm. That's really strong commentary from Jeff Passan. It's similar to what we've said on the show, Cap. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have Miguel Cairo, you have a first-year bench coach. Usually in that spot, that's an old baseball face, an old veteran manager, an old veteran third base coach that becomes your bench coach because he's seen everything, right? You have Miguel Cairo as a first-year guy. Can he go to the Hall of Fame manager and say, hey, you should look out for this, and will Tony La Russa take it well? I don't know the answer to that.
So, well, there's another bite I want to play here, but I went back. I have all the games, Cubs, Sox. I put them on my DVR.
Yep.
It just automatically records. I get it there, and then when I get done with whatever I need, gone.
Right.
Yesterday afternoon, I am watching the Cubs' 11-inning victory over the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. They had the same scenario, with the exception of the double switch.
Sure.
And Rick Sutcliffe is saying, I'm not sure the umpires know the rule here. And so the umpires got together and delayed the game probably 90 seconds in extra innings. And you see, you can read their lips. Okay, who's supposed to be on base? And the one umpire took control and went, put his hands up. I got it. That guy made last out. That guy's a pitcher. Put that guy right there. Boom. And away we go. And Rizzo was on with us yesterday. It said there was some confusion because it's a new rule. But has Tony lost respect in that clubhouse?
I mean, let me think of the best way to put this. There are definitely people inside of that clubhouse who support Tony La Russa and who believe in Tony La Russa and who think that he's doing a good job. There are definitely people in that clubhouse who believe the opposite and who see the things that have happened and have lost faith in his ability to manage this team the way that it should be managed.
Hmm.
And that doesn't mean that they're not going to play and or work for him like they would otherwise. It's not going to stop their devotion to winning the Chicago White Sox a championship. It's just an impediment. And listen, when you don't think that your boss is doing the right thing, that can have a demonstrable effect on the product that you provide. And it can make going to the ballpark in this situation a marginally worse thing. And when we're talking about marginally worse, the difference between a good baseball player and an average baseball player is like 10 hits a year. And so those marginal differences, they can add up. I don't think it's a situation where I would call the clubhouse toxic. It's not. I think there are certain people inside of there, and it is not a small number. It is not a big number, but there are people inside of that clubhouse who wonder, and I think wonder backed by facts that have played out so far, whether Tony La Russa is the best person to lead this team to the playoffs and to a World Series.
Okay, so there's a lot to unpack there, Jonathan.
Yes.
And I thought you had a very astute point yesterday.
I was due for one.
You got it. Because you said when you hire Tony La Russa, whether he's 11 years out, 50 years out, you feel like you got a tactical advantage.
Sure.
Like, you know, when Matt Nagy comes in as a head coach, he's never done it before. When Andy Reid gets hired by Kansas City, whether he got fired somewhere else, you look, you go, we got a tactical advantage because that guy's done it.
Yep.
And I just don't feel like they have a tactical advantage right now.
No, they do not. But having said that, I want you to poll clubhouses across Major League Baseball. Everybody's not on board 100%.
Oh, no.
How about we use the Dodgers and Dave Roberts? There might be maybe 10%, maybe 5% like, some of the things Dave does. I just don't understand. And same thing here. But the point is, though, of all of this, when we just boil it down, you just don't want glaring mistakes to hurt your ball club. That's all it is. I try to simplify everything, Cap, as you well know. Like, it doesn't have to be so deep. We have seen through the month plus of the White Sox at least four or five occasions where you go, maybe Tony should have done something different there. But that's baseball.
Correct.
That's baseball.
When he wanted to let this guy hit instead of Andrew Vaughn, who was at the time hitting a buck 80, but he does have big power and he's going to be really good, we think, okay, whatever. You think he should have hit him. You think he should have hit him. And I think this.
When you don't know the freaking rules?
Right. Don't hurt your ball club by doing that, though. See, he doesn't. You don't grade La Russa on a curve because he's a Hall of Fame manager. If he's just a guy that's been in the game for a long time, then you'd say, okay, maybe that got past him. But no, you're a Hall of Fame manager, so you don't get any breaks.
Correct.
You don't get any breaks because you're a Hall of Fame manager, and also you're in a big boy market like Chicago.
Yeah.
When you're on the precipice of possibly doing something special with your baseball team.
Correct.
So you don't get any breaks. I know at 35th and Vec, they probably don't like our commentary on this or what Sox fans feel about this, but you hired a Hall of Fame manager, a guy that was out of the game, out of the game. And so you put him in the position to succeed. So when you have Giolito screaming into his glove, clearly pissed at the manager, that's not conjecture. It's pretty clear. We saw a guy that was out there for 114 pitches, and he's like, I'm done. And La Russa says, I thought he could continue. There's a disconnect there. You have to know coming in, like, hey, how many pitches can Giolito throw? How many pitches can Matt Foster throw? So you got to be able to know this coming in. It's one thing to say, I need to take a month to know what my team can and cannot do. But common sense tells you, in today's baseball, when you get around 100 pitches, Cap, it gets dangerous.
They chart this stuff. I remember arguing with Joe Madden. Why'd you take Hendricks out? Because I have more data than you do. He says it very nicely. Joe's the nicest man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I have more data. I know the third time through the order what they're hitting versus the first two times.
That's fair.
That's how I play.
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Sylvie had, I don't know if it was Sylvie, I thought it was Bleck and Abdallah, but somebody on the afternoon show with big hands had a very interesting idea.
See, what I was trying to do was get you to compliment Sylvie. I was just trying to get you to say something nice about him with that tease.
Small hand mother.
That's next.
Scratch your morning sports itch.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Our new morning show.
On ESPN 1000 and the new ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on, Cap J. Hood. Ride into your weekend, Danny, with us.
Don't say that.
You want to do our show or you want to do your show today? Why don't we do our show? Okay? We got Jesse at 8 o'clock. It's a fun Friday.
Actually,
it's not just a fun Friday. The axiom of that, you know, we're going to have fun today. It's like, no, we have fun every day.
We do.
All right, so
it's a non-football Friday, so it's not as intense.
Hasn't been a football Friday in weeks and months, pal.
So the afternoon show had an idea.
What afternoon show?
Waddle and
Sylvie. Yep. Afternoon, 2 to 6, part of our team here at ESPN 1000.
Go ahead. Bleck and Abdallah. And I don't remember if it was Bleck that had the idea. Might have been Bleck. I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to steal credit from anybody.
Bleck and Abdallah, yes.
Bleck and Abdallah. Okay.
It's one and the same, like peanut butter and jelly.
Anyway.
Good protein.
Yeah. Get the peanut butter at Trader Joe's, as Danny would tell you. It's way healthier.
Almond butter is better.
Almond butter.
What's that like?
It's really nice.
It's good.
We can get some, Danny or I, and we'll bring it to you.
Oh, do you want some? I'm going there today. Do you like almond butter?
I got almond butter. I'm just
You're
kidding.
Getting almond butter.
No, I got
Monday,
some.
Monday, almond butter.
Yeah, I'm going to be here. I'm going to Trader Joe's today, too. I'll get you another almond butter. Then you and Peacock will each have your own jar.
I love that. Also, get this. If the peaches are out, get those,
Not
too.
Yet. Not yet. Yeah. No peaches
when
yet.
When do we get those, Danny?
Not till June. I mean, it's got to be the warm summer months of June where you get delicious peaches.
Oh, it's tremendous.
Hoodie will have a box a week. Cap, you like peaches? You should get yourself some.
See what I deal with?
Oh!
Actually, we go to the farmer's market and get our own.
Stern would have been funnier, but go ahead.
Thank you, JR. Anyway.
JR!
Bleck and Abdallah, the two dudes from Libertyville, had a really interesting idea. No. Did you think it was a good idea? They want to play afternoon and morning show roulette.
That's not what they called it. They called it, based on you, show flipper.
But they did call it, from what someone texted me, originally it was like show roulette. We're going to spin the wheel and come up with different combinations.
Yeah, no, that's an old thing that we've been talking about for a while. This came up because you and Sylvie can't stand each other. You and Sylvie are constantly at each other's throats.
It's actually not true.
Off the air. I mean, off the air, you two are good friends. Off the air, you like each other. Mm-hmm. When the mics are in front of your face, it's pretty clear that you guys are like oil and vinegar.
No question, because at times he's a phony.
Don't call him a phony. Sylvie is not a phony. Like, one thing Sylvie's not is fake.
When you go on the air yesterday and all you do is spend like 90 seconds taking personal shots and then have the audacity to say, "What, Waddle? I didn't take any personal shots." And Waddle's response is, "Yeah, you kind of did.
But you don't listen."
The point was not to bash Sylvie, who's not a phony. He is not a phony. But the point was not to bash Sylvie. The point was that they wanted you two to make up, have some kind of therapy. And Bleck and Abdallah suggested a show flipper where you and Sylvie would do a week of shows together and Hoodie and Waddle would do a week of shows together. And
Does that mean I get to do afternoons?
No, yes. Shot.
I can't do afternoons.
Well,
I have
then
TV.
I'm going to go to afternoons with. I'm not producing Sylvie and Cap. I wanted to be with. I felt like I deserve to do Hood and Waddle for you know, like the abuse that I take.
You want to do the golden hammock that is me and Waddle?
Please,
we'd be dressed in robes and sunglasses and had our feet up for 4 hours. You want that?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't do afternoon, so I would have to be here, and you'd have to do the afternoon.
Boy, but that's a tough one for me.
I'll bet.
Sleeping in for a week. Oh, God! Refresh!
But you wouldn't get JR.
Oh, no. JR will still be in my heart, though.
I got a feeling that of the five producers, me, JR, Meller, Bleck, and Abdallah, we'd all be fighting for the afternoon show. I think you'd be producerless.
Nobody wants to work with you and Sylvie.
That's fine.
Tyler Rocky, Sean Davis production.
Do you think you could do a week with Sylvie the question.
Yeah, you know what it would turn into? The show would be renamed Making a Murderer, and I'd be Stephen Avery. I'd be the guy in jail.
You realize now that you just said that on a 50,000-watt radio station. If, God forbid, Sylvie ended up dead, you would be the first suspect.
Oh, well.
Oh, really? You want Mike Flannery coming after you?
Chuck Gowdy.
You wouldn't be saying, "Oh, well, then."
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God, it's Gowdy. Oh, God.
I got to go. Mindy, don't tell him where I'm at.
Accardo, tell me the best hiding space. And bring me some Blue Malnati's. Oh, God.
Sparky.
Sparky, let's go. Take that.
Yoshi.
You say that now. You say, "Oh, well," cavalierly, like nothing. Oh, If that happens, you're running away.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're breaking news. You want attention? You'd be on all the stations.
Sportscaster is a fugitive from justice.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Dye your hair. Dr. David Kaplan.
Richard Kimmel.
He's in a railroad. Where is he? I just want to get away. I just never look anybody in the eye, Kimmel. It's like, I. You don't recognize me, do you? Da, 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 squirrel!
Tyler,
I think he says take that. I think that's him. Dr. David Kaplan. Oh, God! Da, 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 da. Next town!
Every morning, don't say take that. Do not say hard pass. Don't tip him off.
So you're saying no to this, right?
I have no interest. My partner is Jonathan Hood, and if the good Lord smiles on me with good health, the last job I'm going to have on radio is going to be working with you for the next 15 years.
Yep, until David Haw's contract's up, and then you'll have Haw, and you'll push me out the door.
Wow.
Take that, Mulligan.
Wow. Anyway, no, I have no interest in playing show flip. None. Right. Zero. Jesse Rogers, he spoke to five current major league managers.